mind before you find out it's too late. Girl, you better get straight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Get me Vladimir. President Trump set to hold telephone talks with Russian President Putin shortly, trying to secure a ceasefire in Ukraine after last week's unproductive talks. CBS's Natalie Brand has more.
The president indicating that he wanted to meet with the Russian president as soon as the two sides could make that possible logistically. We also know that the Vatican could be one potential location, the Holy See noting that it wants to help advance peace talks, end this war.
Pope Leo XIV has met Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio at the Vatican. The two U.S. officials also met with Ukraine's President Zelensky, all three in Rome for the Pope's elevation yesterday. Russia, meanwhile, just outlawed one of the world's most respected human rights organizations.
Russian authorities have labeled Amnesty International an undesirable organization and outlawed the human rights group. This means Amnesty must stop any work in Russia. Anyone involved with it is open to criminal charges. This is seen as the latest in the Kremlin's crackdown on critics, journalists, and activists.
CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris. Former President Joe Biden has posted a message on X thanking well-wishers following his diagnosis of advanced aggressive prostate cancer, which has spread to his bones. Prostate cancer surgeon Vipul Natapatal.
I think his prognosis is really going to be dependent upon the genetics of the tumor. At 82, you know, he's not in poor health, but obviously the therapies would have more effect on him potentially.
After a late night vote in the House Budget Committee, President Trump's so-called big, beautiful budget bill is finally bound for the full House after the Republican dissenters changed their no votes to present. Our congressional reporter Torian Small has more.
Well, the speaker is looking to get this out of his chamber before the Memorial Day weekend. So that means it would have to hit the floor by this week. The question, though, is how much more negotiating he'll have to do with these members who still are a bit wary about the bill as it stands.
After this weekend's deadly tornadoes in Kentucky and Missouri, the nation's midsection is braced for more destructive storms.
Dallas, Oklahoma City first, and then Tulsa, Little Rock, especially everything's upscaling later on this afternoon to dangerous clusters right around nightfall, and then refiring tomorrow, Memphis to, unfortunately, western Kentucky.
CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano in Fremont, Ohio.
What started off as what we believe was a daily fishing trip from a family from Fort Wayne, Indiana, has ended in tragedy.
Two women dead, a child missing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. City of Racine crews are still collecting storm debris. DPW is picking up branches curbside. They've expanded bulky item pickup, and special hours are in place at the Pearl Street facility. Officials are warning about out-of-state storm chaser scams. They advise hiring local contractors for repairs. An 11-year-old boy was fatally shot by a sibling Friday night in Racine. A 16-year-old suspect has been arrested. Police say the investigation is ongoing. The Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha Casino cleared a major hurdle after a federal agency rejected a proposal last week. It would have limited gaming around Milwaukee. That's all according to the Kenosha News. The amendment allows the $360 million project to proceed. The casino still needs federal and state approval and is planned for land near I-94 and 60th Street. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin in Racine abruptly closed on Friday. That surprised staff and community members. There's more details about the closure and how they were getting funding available online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And several Kenosha Unified High School theater productions were recently honored in statewide ceremonies. Several of the Jerry Awards are coming to Kenosha, with major prizes including Outstanding Musical and Lead Performer. The statewide Jerry Awards program honored over 500 achievements in high school musical theater this year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler, and this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN and the Brewers. Brewers need a few wins to catch up to those pesky Cubs in our division. So Brewers going to attempt that tonight, hosting the Orioles on WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is going to catch up. Sooner or later, girl, you've got to give in. Sooner or later, love is going to let you. Sooner or later, love is going to win. Just a matter of time before you make up your mind. Give all that love that you've been hiding. It's just a question of when.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
With you, baby, take a good look at my face.
Oh.
just one of the best songs ever from Three Dog Night. You want a feel-good song? There you go. Try not to sing along with Joy to the World. Three Dog Night doing that, of course. One of the biggest songs of 1971. The Class of 69 will be featured tonight at 5 o'clock with Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion. So if you were a member of the Class of 69, here's some of the big songs while you were ruling the school. On WRJN.
Oh my God, you guys. Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard, too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for show times and tickets.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sun set from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
My little baby sister can do it with me.
some sugar?
Yes.
Two lumps, please. Okay, here is sugar, sugar. Archie's WRJN.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Morning couldn't guarantee.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
And Papas. They looked weird, but boy, they sounded good. It's Monday, Monday. Yeah, it sure is, isn't it? Here's Stuart J. Waddles now with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. City of Racine crews are still cleaning up storm damage. Today is another day for tree limbs and branches to be picked up. Those should be placed in the right-of-way for collection. The Pearl Street Yard Waste Drop-Off Site and the Solid Waste Transfer Station have special hours to help get rid of storm debris. They're open through mid-afternoon. This week, bulky item pickup is being expanded to allow more than five items without stickers on regular trash days. Leaves and grass aren't being collected curbside, and those must be dropped off at the Pearl Street facility. There's more about the City of Racine's response to last week's storms at WRJN.com. Racine police are still gathering information after an 11-year-old boy was fatally shot by a sibling Friday night. It happened at a home on Prospect. A statement says a suspect was arrested after the shooting at around 10:30 Friday night. The family ended up taking the boy to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say an investigation is ongoing. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin shut down suddenly Friday. Staff and community members arrived to find the Racine facility closed without notice. Read all about what happened and where their funding was coming from online at racinecountyi.com. Some Kenosha Theater kids are celebrating. Kenosha Unified players have been recognized with several prestigious 2025 Jerry Awards for their outstanding achievements in musical theater. Productions from Bradford and Indian Trail High Schools took home top honors, including Outstanding Musical, Outstanding Lead Performer, and Awards for Direction and Design. The statewide Jerry Awards program celebrates the best in high school musical theater, with over 500 awards presented this year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler, and this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Yeah.
Hits, WRJN, with Peter and Gordon singing about going to Reese's Pieces.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are nice. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
WRJN's Don Rosen has a special guest tomorrow morning from the Milwaukee Film Festival, talking about the festival that just wrapped up. Was it successful? Are they going to do it again? Find out.
You don't know how I feel. You'll never know how I feel.
Oh, great song from Rare Earth on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, the Illinois Cowboys are up next against the Racine Raiders. If you tuned into Saturday's game, there were a lot of technical problems that appeared to be coming from originating in Ohio, where the game was being played. So we apologize for that, but we are working, believe me. We have an investigative team trying to figure out what went on and intend to have it fixed by this Saturday's game, which is a Saturday night game, and it's in town at historic Horlick Athletic Field. It's against the Illinois Cowboys. Raiders and Cowboys. That's Saturday night. And hear it here on WRJN.
As you plan your Memorial Day gathering, be sure to pick up an ONH Danish Bakery red, white, and blue Kringle. It has a fabulous filling blend of York County cherries, smooth cream cheese, and Michigan blueberries. It's a crowd pleaser for sure. And while there, be sure to pick up several ONH Bavarian bee stings. These crisp elephant ears are bursting with smooth Bavarian cream and hand-dipped in rich chocolate. Have a great Memorial Day gathering with delicious treats from ONH Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
As the weather warms up, regain your freedom with EZ Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, take in the festivals, soak up the sunshine with a solid selection of Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs, easily foldable and transportable. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider also offers flexible care credit options and top-notch service to keep you on the go. Stop by the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Get moving and enjoy the ride with EZ Mobility Solutions.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Collect new Brewers swag designed by Wisconsin artists and T-shirt Tuesdays presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on June 10th for a special shirt by artist Whitney Nettles. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Peace Lily is so last year.
Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air.
Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tonight.
Judy in the sky.
Hits WRJN and Paul Harvey. The rest of the story coming at 12:05 on WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child,
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
When I said you would always stay.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kaifin. President Trump's been speaking by phone this morning with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the latest push for an end to the war in Ukraine.
The goal of the call, says White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
His goal is to see a ceasefire and to see this conflict come to an end.
She says he's grown weary and frustrated with both sides.
The president and his team have put an enormous amount of effort in solving this very complicated war that, again, began because of the last administration's weakness.
And when asked if he'd be willing to meet Putin in person to negotiate a deal to end the war.
I think the president would certainly be open to that, but let's see how this call goes today.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
And today, Vice President Vance said Trump is more than open to walking away from trying to end the war if Putin doesn't come around. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Basically, it's not clear that he is serious about ending the war. You heard the frustration in the words of Vice